Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Hello and welcome to Lighthouse Workshops. I'm Rodney Lindsay, your host. We're so glad that you're with us today at ctkradio.org. And today is a really awesome day. As we're stepping into the year of 2015, we hope that your plans and your goals for the year are set and that you're already moving forward into them. And we pray that God's good grace would be with you every step of the way, and hope that you are leaning on His counsel and His wisdom for your plans. As a matter of fact, today we're going to be talking about wisdom and the importance of God's wisdom in your life. As I was driving today, a thought crossed my mind about the sources of wisdom or information or input that we all are subject to each and every day. I wanted you to give a moment's thought about that yourself. What is it that is feeding your mind? What is feeding you information? Where is it coming from? And what is the mindset, most importantly, that wisdom is coming to you? Think about it. Every day we're bombarded by advertisements and commercials and billboards and signs and everything wanting us to take some kind of action. I would say that there is an agenda behind each one of those things. And the thing I would ask you to consider is this. What is that agenda? Where does it lead you should you follow it? Is your input system bowled over by wisdom that comes from the world, causing you to have a certain kind of aspect or perception or thought process about the world around you? Think about that. Is your outlook on life positive? Forward-thinking? Is it focused on what you can do and what is possible? Is it focused on what will God do with my today? What can God do through me for others today? What am I anticipating and expecting God to do for today? And have I asked for it? You see, when we are in a place of frustration or even anger, and we can't explain why, I guarantee you, if you stop and take an assessment of what fed you this morning, this night before I went to bed, what fed you in your thinking, and you'll see a direct correlation between it and your attitude. Think about it. If you're watching the news right before you go to bed and it's nothing but negative, 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 even turning the good things that it covers into bad things, you know. For example, it's going to snow tomorrow. It's going to snow tomorrow and it's going to cause death and mayhem and blah. Really think about that. Snow is a wonderful gift from the heavens that renews the land and feeds the plants and covers the earth and is a beautiful thing to see both during and after. And it's an exciting thing to anticipate. You know, when we were kids, just the hint of snow coming was a great thing. But now, the way that it's covered, it's just the Armageddon, you know, the end of the world because it's going to snow. If you go to bed with that mindset and you wake up in a foul mood, doubtful, fearful, fretful about tomorrow or what the day might hold, it just compounds maybe some concerns and worries that you might have about your life and about your day, and you wonder, why do I feel so bad? The only reason I'm spending a little bit of time on this with you is to give you an option. You have a choice about what fills your mind. You have a choice about what you partake or what food you put in your heart and your soul to feed you. Your spirit's very hungry. It's just as necessary to nourish our spirit as it is our bodies with good nutrition. And that comes in the form of God's Word, fellowship with fellow believers, a church home, In some cases, it might be participating in a Sunday school class, either as a member or a director, a teacher. Maybe it's a choir. Maybe it's some sort of a crew that a church might need. It's spending time with fellow believers that makes a big difference, because it's a reminder that we are part of a fellowship that worships an almighty and an all-sovereign God who cares about us dearly. And it's when we turn our attention away from the world and all of its clamoring and all of its saber-rattling that we find that God's voice is just as present. His blessings are just as present. His care is just as present. And more importantly, praise God that He's bigger than all of those things, including being bigger than us. What does that mean for us as believers? For me personally, it means that I don't have to figure everything out. I don't have to be in control of everything in my life. I am a steward of this life and therefore capable and able to wait for and listen for His voice and instruction on what to do, and eager to do so because He's already laid the groundwork for victory. Did you hear that? If you're running around clamoring for what's next, what's next, what's next, and it has to come from you being the source of all wisdom and all everything, how far can you get with that? Versus saying, Father, You cared about me and loved me enough to grant me this vision, this purpose, this opportunity in life. What would You have me do with it? What is step number one? And then wait for it. And the wonderful thing about our Heavenly Father is that He always answers us. You know, I heard a program the other day where someone actually said, sometimes God just doesn't answer. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that God always answers. He always answers. Sometimes with an audible voice, sometimes with a situation or circumstance, sometimes by crossing our path with someone who has that answer for us. You see, God provides us answers, and He provides us care, and we have to be attentive to what those are. Sometimes the answers might take a little while. Sometimes they come in parts. Part ABC. But He always does answers. He is not a silent, non-participatory, distant Father. He's right here with us, and His Word backs that up. Today, I am giving a gift of wisdom with my dear friend, Cheryl Townsley. She is one of the most prophetic, gifted people I know, that brings to us such amazing and such a wonderful counsel as a wisdom coach, because she comes from God's wisdom. She doesn't lean upon her own. She takes the experience that life has given her and translates that into a tool to serve her fellow man. And she's done so for decades and has been on dozens and dozens of television programs, radio stations, and the public eye, demonstrating her ability through nutrition, through physical and spiritual care, and through real deliverance into what is possible in your life. And why am I stuck, or why am I looping on this one thing in my life and I can't get beyond it? One of the wonderful things that Cheryl helped me realize is that I'm a puzzle fixer. I like challenges, and those challenges get in front of me, and I just want to fix them. You know, I want to bring them to resolution. The enemy knows that, and God knows that. And what the enemy does sometimes is he pushes me into a room that is full of floor-to-ceiling Rubik's cubes. And if you've ever seen one of those puzzles, you know, you have to twist and turn and twist and turn to get all the colors in the right place. Well, you stick me in a room full of those, and boy howdy, I just I go to town. But I realized through her counsel that I don't have to do that, that I don't have to figure out every Rubik's cube that life has for me. There are some that the secret answer to the puzzle is that you never pick it up. You never try to figure it out, because that itself is the solution. You see, God will put things in our lives to challenge us for growth, to bring us closer to Him and more dependent on Him, yes, but to also bring us further along the path of maturity and understanding. Because the more that we know Him, the more that we cherish our relationship with Him. What are your Rubik's Cubes in your life? And are there some that maybe you need to set down, let go? That the only real solution is to not pick it up at all. That is the solution to the challenge. What I would ask for you today is to accept and receive this gift with the time that we have with Cheryl to really understand the source of God's wisdom. Search His Word. Search the Bible for how God views when His children seek His wisdom. I think that you'll be delighted, surprised, and relieved. We're so glad that you're with us today here on ChristTheKingRadio.org. It is a privilege to be able to have this time with you, and we want to make the most of it. Lighthouse workshops are divided into two parts. One of them, obviously, is the radio program that we're doing today, and the other is the quarterly programs that we have during the year, and our next one is this month. If you haven't already signed up for the program, please do, because we're offering a special discount specifically for our radio listeners. You can find out more information about Lighthouse Workshop events at mylighthouseevents.com. That's mylighthouseevents.com. And when you go there, if you'll use the discount code RADIO, you will receive over 50% off the regular attendance tuition. We want you to take advantage of that because you get to meet in person people like Cheryl and the other speakers that you've already heard from. They're phenomenal folks who are here to help and serve you. When we come back, we'll be spending some fantastic time with Cheryl, where she will be gifting her godly wisdom to us. Thanks again for being here. We'll be right back.
The Christ the King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Christ the King Radio. This is Rodney Lindsay, the host of Lighthouse Workshops. Today, again, we have a phenomenal guest with us that will be sharing some incredible wisdom about the life we can live, the life that we have been prepared for and that we are worthy of living. We're really glad that you're with us today, and it is my privilege to introduce Cheryl Townsley. Cheryl, glad you're here with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Rodney. It's good to be here.
I wanted to get to some of the meat and potatoes that we'd really like to talk about, what we're bringing to people. What can they really expect as a result of what you and I are talking about today? What are the deliverables, in other words, of where we're going?
Well, I always like to paint a picture. And there's a story in the Bible about this group of people that took a 10-day trip, and it took them 40 years. And, you know, every time I would read that story about the Israelites, I would think, what a foolish bunch of people. And one day, I felt like the Lord said, have you ever noticed how you loop around some things? And that really got me to thinking, especially as I work with clients, whether it's in health or business, and they come to me and there's patterns operating in their life, and they're looping. It may be that they're looping around certain sickness, certain illness patterns, or they're looping around certain financial patterns. And as I began to look at that, what I realized in Proverbs, and it says that the principal thing is wisdom. And with wisdom get understanding. I began to put those two pictures together. And what I realized is that wisdom, my understanding of it, is knowing what question to ask, of whom to ask it, and what principles to apply so you can interrupt looping around the mountain one more time. Because where we are today is a result of the answers we've gotten. The answers aren't the issue, it's the questions. And most people forget to ask different questions. In fact, they usually don't even know what questions to ask.
That's true.
So therefore, they're stuck looping. So if the number one thing that somebody would get today is, how could I look at this differently?
Mm-hmm.
How could I let it be easy?
Mm-hmm.
How could I spot the patterns? Because when we start to do that, we can change the direction and we can take that 10-day trip in 10 days and get to the promised land instead of looping, and that incites all of our murmuring, complaining, and being stuck. So when we are able to go 10 days and get somewhere, that's pretty cool.
It's results that we're looking for.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, in looking at what kind of wisdom is out there, there are tons and tons and tons of programs, seminars, individual speakers, gurus, mentors, just all over the map of what exists now. What makes what you're bringing to the table so different? And before you answer that, I'm going to plug you a little bit. And that my experience is working with you, my results have been incredible because it's tangible, tactical things that can be done 1, 2, 3, 4, and through a proper analysis versus a cookie cutter approach. Your template, if you will, when you work with people, is that they are all individuals, all with individual results of how they got where they are. And what you do for them is you unravel that to a point where they can actually take positive action. So with that, what would you say to that?
Well, number one, I would say that a wisdom coach is helping the individual discover what will produce life in the situation they want, which means it's going to produce measurable, real fruit. Now, let's back that up a little bit. As I've worked with different practitioners over the years, especially in the health field, there are many practitioners that would say to me, if I get someone well, they don't need me. So what that really means is that many practitioners are looking for sick people to stay in a loop, because they're in a loop of maintaining business. My belief is that as you get better, you're just not going to need me because you've learned principles that you can apply. But in the process of you getting better, what I know is you're going to share that with other people.
That's
and
right.
So there's life on my business because of that multiplication. But that goes back to, it's not me needing a client to need me. It's helping them discover. So all of a sudden they're starting to go, oh, well, I know how I could let that be easy. And, oh, here's what I'm noticing here. And they start learning the discovery process of how to produce life and good fruit. And I've also seen so much with the Internet. You know, the Internet brings good and it brings interesting. Sign up for Get Rich Here. Many times what they're teaching the people to do is just go cut and paste. Go find something out on the Internet. Copy it, make it yours, and regurgitate it out to the public. That's not wisdom.
True.
That is just not wisdom. Wisdom is based on experience. It's based on knowing how to get results that produce life. And there's such a difference between results of success and results of life. For example, in my corporate career, early on, eons ago, I was making six figures. Put the three in the right place. Six figures. But I was doing it at a cost to my health, to my marriage, and to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So is that success? Depends on how you define success. If it's costing you more than what you're receiving, to me, that's not success. What's happened now is I've learned how to create the results I want without all of the cost I used to think was normal. That to succeed in corporate America, you know, you had to set your personal life aside. You had to put your health aside. I see this in women all the time, that they take care of their family. Mm-hmm. They do their job. They do everything necessary. But then their health takes a toll. And come 45, 50, 55, their health is a mess. And so, and as I'm working with people to learn how to do things, it's not about success at a price. It's about creating the results you want with the balance so that it overflows into every part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
with life, vitality, and multiplication.
Well, it gets back to the premise that the corporate definition of success is incomplete because it defines wealth as acquisition and material ownership. Really, what wealth and material ownership, really what wealth is you can be wealthy in many, many, many aspects of life, and therefore it brings that wonderfully finely tuned balance, that wonderful harmony in life. And when you stop and you think about where am I wealthy, it is truly amazing to take stock. You know, count your blessings, name them one by one to realize how truly blessed we are. And sometimes each area of wealth in our life might be a little bit more, a little bit less, but when we take stock of that, it really does count.
You know, a good picture of that is to take a wheel and you have the spokes of a wheel. Mm-hmm. And one spoke could be your physical health. One could be your relational health with your spouse, relational with friends. It could be finances. It could be investments. And if one spoke is an inch and others are 5 or 6 inches, that's going to make for a pretty bumpy ride.
Truly.
In whatever vehicle you have.
Truly.
But it's also not about having everything be 1 inch so it's smooth, because then you're like on a little
gerbil wheel.
That's right, a gerbil wheel trying to go really fast. But you also, it's not about trying to create, you know, a 50-inch spoke, and then, you know, it's about creating balance.
Right.
So that you can actually go from where you would like to be to where God's called you to be. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that in the next session of what easy looks like. Because easy isn't about no effort. It's about this point A to point B. And it's creating these round balance wheels so that we actually roll along right into the promised land, because we're not looping and we're not bumping around on spokes that don't work. So those are pictures, and those pictures go right into your life, and they affect how your health is operating, how your finances are operating, your relationships. And the enemy just wants to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
So if
we
want life and multiplication, then the steal, kill, and destroy gets set aside, and we create wisdom with understanding to prosper and do well.
That's exactly it. And what I would let our listeners know is that you being a wisdom coach, certainly that is set apart and different. The reason that is so important for you to have that kind of resource in your life is because when we get to a place where we're trying to come up with all the answers and all the solutions, and like you said earlier, we don't even know what the right questions are, then we get stuck in that loop and we become more and more isolated and much more vulnerable, and therefore more protective, that we're not reaching out and connecting with someone in your life that, you know, maybe it's a family member, someone in your church, someone else in your life that is of experience and wisdom that has the nuggets that each of us need to solve those challenges and problems that we have going on in our life with the correct wisdom. It's all right to receive that, right?
Absolutely. And I'm going to piggyback on something you said, that beyond the right question, it's learning to ask useful questions.
True.
Because we can think we're asking a right question, but it may not be useful in taking us from where we are to where we would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
And a wisdom coach is continually listening to what you're saying. And is that question useful or not? I was just working with a client just the other day, and they've made huge strides. What came out of their mouth in that particular session was, here's all the things I haven't done. So how am I going to correct that? And I said, wait. That is not a useful question.
Mm-hmm.
What about all the areas that you've progressed? And they said, well, I can't even see that right now. I said to them, and they said, write that down, Cheryl. Somebody needs to hear that. When you don't celebrate your progress, you lose it. So being able to see your progress and celebrate it, that's why God had the Israelites celebrate. Because when we celebrate, we take it and we own it,
we
and
own
then we
it.
Get to keep it.
That's right.
When we don't celebrate progress because we can't see it, all we can do is look at what's wrong, and we ask the most non-useful question, which is, what's wrong with me?
That's it.
Absolutely doesn't serve us. There are useful questions, mm-hmm. and that's what we'll get into.
That's great. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Cheryl Townsley, naturopath and practitioner here in Denver, Colorado. And when we get back, we're going to be discussing the no pain, no gain myth. looking forward to that, as well as the RAS. And give us a little hint, Cheryl, about the RAS. What are we talking about with that?
Oh, that's a part of your brain that either is operating at a seven-year level or it's operating in an adult. And unfortunately for most people, mm-hmm. it's down at a seven-year-old running your life. That's a good thing to change.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Cheryl, it's a delight to have you with us today. Thanks for being here. And our listeners, thank you for joining us. And we hope that you're getting a lot of the program. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, there's going to be nuggets that you must have in your life. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Welcome back to Christ the King Radio. Rodney Lindsay here with Lighthouse Workshop. Today we're talking with Cheryl Townsley, a practicing naturopath here in Colorado, and there is a lot of wisdom that she is giving us today. And Cheryl, where we're going right now is talking about the no pain, no gain myth and how that directly ties into the RAS. Let's go there.
Well, first of all, let's look at no pain, no gain. Anybody that's gone to a gym, anybody that's gone to a motivational speaker, it's rah, 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 and get excited and work really hard, set big, hairy, audacious goals, and you will create what you want.
Right.
Now, I would imagine there's a few people listening who are saying, you know, I've done the no pain, and I'm still sitting with pain. Mm-hmm. So let's look at how that happens. So if you take your left hand and put it on your forehead, that's where your conscious mind is, and you actually only spend 5% of your time there. Now take your other hand, put it at the back of your neck, right where your head and neck connect. Right back there is the central nervous system, and that's where the reticular activating system resides, the RAS.
Reticular activating system.
That's correct. And it's connected with the limbic system, our emotions, and that really is reflecting the soul, mm-hmm. mind, will, and emotions. Mm-hmm. And scripture says that God desires that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So this soul, our mind, will, and emotions, is made up of the conscious mind, front of the head, and subconscious. When we make goals or decide to do something, that happens up here in the conscious mind. And then it immediately goes to the subconscious for our behavior, our action, and all the things we're going to do to make it happen.
How it's going to play out.
That's exactly right. Now, here's the challenge. The RAS was programmed between the third trimester before you were born and age 7.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just think about all the filters that you had at age 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 and what you thought was hard, that programming resides in the RAS until we go in and change it. But most people don't know about that. So then they set this wonderful goal. They've got total clarity on it. And take weight loss. They're going to go exercise. They're going to eat well. And then the holidays or a birthday or a trip or something happens and they're right back to food being a source of comfort. And then they beat themselves up and they ask that non-useful question, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
And so then they'll go work maybe with a life coach or they'll work with a naturopath or they go to their medical doctor and they go work on the symptoms and try and cut off symptoms and band-aid them. And they stay stuck, looping and looping and looping. So here's what's cool about the RAS. As soon as the RAS perceives something is hard, then the nervous system kicks in. We hold our breath.
Right.
We shut down digestion, and all the stress hormones kick in. So when we do the no pain, no gain, automatically we have triggered all those stress responses, and it's going to impact our health in every area of our life. If we begin to work with the RAS and look at how can we let it be easy, and easy, two things. Scripture, when we're tired and worn out, according to Matthew 11:28-30, God said, I will cause you to rest. Ah, we've got to learn how to rest. And my way is easy. Easy means what's the most useful way to go from point A to point B. How can we let it be easy and do one thing? So if we identify one thing, and that's part of what a wisdom coach helps you do, what's the one thing you could do to move you from point A to point B? And because it looks easy, the RAS goes, oh, okay, I can do that.
It's safe.
It's safe. It's easy. The nervous system doesn't get activated, and you actually go do it. And so the RAS is learning to do easy. It's learning to breathe, and all of a sudden, we go do something, and we have progress. Here's the next key. Did you notice the progress?
Did you recognize it?
Yeah. Did you notice, wow, you know, normally I would have done this, and I didn't do that this time, and it was actually easy. Noticing that and celebrating it means you can own it, and it's now part of your foundation. So, another example, a little bit of background on me. And my dear husband Forrest met me all these bazillion years ago. The only way to vacuum white plush carpet was to make sure you made perfect lines in the carpet.
Oh, sure.
And then you would back out of the room and look at your perfect lines because you did it just right. Perfection is never part of easy. But one day, the Lord took those perfect lines in the carpet and he just stood them up on their side and said, Cheryl, that perfection and performance for approval is like a prison.
Oh.
And it never allows you to actually have a beautiful, peaceful home. So over time, I've realized, you know, the house doesn't have to be perfect and I can actually enjoy it. That was huge progress for me. Now, there's some people that maybe never vacuum, that learning how to find the vacuum would be progress for them. So progress is different from person to person,
truly.
But being able to discover easy, the one thing, and recognizing progress can totally change how the RAS will support you instead of fight you.
Absolutely. Well, the two things we've gained so far is just identifying where does our software programming reside. Is it changeable? Can we actually reprogram that? And how do we do that? And we've already figure that out, is taking the baby steps, doing what is easy as interpreted by our RAS, and then applying those things, and then most importantly, celebrating what?
Celebrating that progress.
Celebrating progress, recognizing and taking ownership. I love that. I love that. So with that, what allows someone to have the drive and motivation to grow and change? Certainly, people are self-motivated, and my gosh, it's a billion-dollar industry with self-motivation and self-this, self-that, and everything else. But really, what is a real thing that people can do to achieve that drive and motivation? Where do they go for that?
That's a really good question. when people come in to see me as a practitioner, as a naturopath, or if they come to me as a wisdom coach to work on business, life, relationships, the bigger picture, there's one question I ask each and every time, and that question is, what do you want? What do you want?
Right.
You know, when people came to Jesus, no matter what the problem was, he already knew the problem.
Yep.
And he already knew what he could do. He asked the same question, what do you want? Because it's not a matter of what the problem is, it's what do you want, because he gives you the desires of your heart. But if you don't know what your desire is, what you want to create, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What most people spend their time when they come to me is they start dumping all the problems and what's wrong. So?
That's where they reside.
And that's where they loop. And so the first step is to interrupt the loop of everything that's wrong and all the problems. You know, like the man who sat by the pool, who nobody would put him in the pool so he could get better. He just kept looping. And Jesus was like, so what do you want? What do you want? So the first step in changing this process is, so what would you most like to create? What's important to you to create? Because if it's not important for you to create it, why would you bother to change anything that you're doing to get a different result?
Right. If you're not going on the tangent of deliverance, if there's no directive or motivation to get there, why would you do it?
Yeah, it's like I have no desire to be an Olympic athlete. But you know, when I started exercising at 50, which in and of itself is a huge story, we won't get into that.
Okay.
But you know, when I started learning that I could do push-ups and that I could climb Pike's Peak and that I could be active and have family and community support me, there was such breakthroughs in that that reverberated my entire life. But it was something I wanted to do, not be this great athlete, but be able to become fit and mobile and not be a liability to my family and community. And so I had a desire to learn how to move and how to hike and how to use my body so I wouldn't watch it atrophy as I moved into my 50s and 60s like I'd seen so many other people.
Oh, sure. That seems to be kind of an accepted norm that with what you bring to the table, you empower people to interrupt that and replace it with truth.
And it's based on what that person wants to create. Because as a naturopath, I can look at somebody's health and go, well, here's what would make sense for them to want to work on.
Right.
Irrelevant. What's important is what do they desire to create?
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom coach steps in and let's figure out the easy step. What's the one thing that we can do to move from point A to point B? Recognize the progress and celebrate it. And then go from point B to point C. And all of a sudden, it's getting easier and it's moving more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you've accomplished so much more than what you thought you needed to do by doing the lots of pain so that you could have gain. You know, it comes back to the tortoise and the rabbit. Most of us want a rabbit and jump around and we're all over the place. And here's a little tortoise taking one little step at a time and gets there faster. It's a proverbial classic.
It's true.
And yet most of us want to go be the hare and jump into whatever we see. And there's that little tortoise. Wise tortoise moving towards useful and easy.
Well, with your permission, I want to share with everybody a couple of resources that you have right now that people can take a look at. One of those is CherylTownsleyTV.com. At the website, you'll find several videos that Cheryl has produced that really are helpful and give you more insight at what exactly it is that you bring to people, how you serve them. And what I love about what you do is that you come at this at a complete stewardship mindset. You're there to serve those where they are in deliverance, where they want to be, and helping them to see and define what is God's mission in their life, what identifies them as an individual, what is their passion, and how do they get there. And I guess you would say that most of the time you find a tremendous amount of disconnects with where people are when they come to you, and then reconnects to help them get them on their path.
That's so true. The biggest thing that people come to me with is shoulds. I should do this. I should do that. I should do this. And shoulds are just obligations. They're debts. And you know what? Debts don't build prosper.
Truly.
So letting go of shoulds and connecting to desires and what's in your heart, that can have amazing breakthroughs.
When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Cheryl Townsley, and she'll share with us a couple of examples of a should value and a heart value system and the difference between the two. And then we're also going to get into some stories that she has of her favorite experiences of her wisdom coaching so that you can get the real idea of the value she really brings to individuals that come to her both corporately and individually. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us today. Our listeners, if you'll hang out here for just a few moments, important words from our sponsors, we will be right back.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.yourhealthelevated.com. Again, that's www.yourhealthelevated.com. Labor Ready. We put people to work and change lives every day. For more information, visit the website at www.laborready.com. Again, that's www.laborready.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
You're listening to the Lighthouse Workshops. I'm Rodney Lindsay, your host. Today we have the phenomenal Cheryl Townsley with us from Denver, Colorado. And you can find out more about Cheryl at her website, which is CherylTownsley.com. And on that site, you have access to a newsletter and her five favorite de-stress tools as a gift for being on the program with us today. Also, she has a video library that you can check out at CherylTownsleyTV.com. It is her YouTube site and a great repository of a lot of wisdom beyond what we're able to cover today. Cheryl, thanks again for being here. What we want to talk about now is what you bring to people individually, and if it is a corporate leader or a leader in a church, pastoral staff, what is it that you bring that brings focus and deliverance so well to the individuals that you work with?
I believe the number one thing I bring to people would be results. Mm-hmm. Back in my corporate career, I was a troubleshooter in the computer services industry. And they would give me the accounts that were going to sue us, and I'd have 30 days to turn it around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so in that 30-day period, nobody wanted to hear me justify and defend how much I knew. All they wanted was the problem diffused. They wanted a different way to look at it, and they wanted results. Mm-hmm. And what happened over and over and over is those challenged clients became our very best customers.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's the same thing as a practitioner in health. I've worked with tens of thousands of clients from around the world with executive coaching. It's the same process. It's listening. Where is the disconnect of where the person is not connected mm-hmm. to creating what matters? How can we look at it differently and find the easiest way to get there? Because when we do, it's duplicatable. And when you're a leader, if you don't understand easy and duplication, then you're putting more and more of the burden on you to make things happen, and eventually you're going to pay the price, and so is your team. So when I work with leaders, what I most want to be able to do is help them identify easy, duplicatable ways to create what they want within their team. And that team may just be your family, may be a business, it may be a church. But God intended for leaders to be able to create results that are life-giving and not life-draining.
Surely, surely. And when you were using your term earlier, talking about looping, when we get in that place and our brain keeps us there because it wants to keep us safe because it perceives difficulty, if this is not easy, I'm going to stay here, even though it's a hard place to be. The brain, the RAS, perceives it as safe until we come at it with, if we implement this programming, if we implement these steps, there's deliverance there. And then it becomes our best friend.
You know, and we can see this in children when they first look at doing something and they step back because it looks scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then mom or dad takes their hand and helps them. And there will be a point in time where their eyes light up and they go, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
That's right.
That's the joy of a wisdom coach, is taking someone's hand and helping them discover that what they thought was hard, what they thought was scary, can actually become not only easy, but produce amazing results. And the same thing happens with these, with the clients. It's like their eyes light up and they go, I get it. I get it. And it wasn't about making it hard. It was about letting it become so easy, mm-hmm. that this discovery just, it's just so life-changing, Rodney. Sometimes it's hard to put into words, but it is really powerful.
Truly.
And I thought I would share some, you know, just stories of clients that I've worked with. You know, I worked with a multimillionaire on this person's health for quite some time. And he said, well, would you take and bring that skill to my executive team? Because the one thing you do that they don't know how to do is ask questions. Mm-hmm. So we put together a leadership program on teaching executives how to ask questions so that they could build effective teams and create balance in the process. And watching that happen was amazing, because the CEO, his health was an incredible reflection of what was going on in the company. And then working with the executive team, that was like the microcosm of what was going on. Mm-hmm. And we started putting that together, and amazing teamwork, amazing breakthrough. So it was health, finances, teamwork, amazing breakthrough. So it was health, finances, teamwork, all woven together in easy. Let's make it a little more specific. I was dealing with a man who had been with a company for about 15 years, got laid off. For 6 months, absolutely no door opened, and he was beginning to panic. It's like, you know, I've got to be able to take care of my family, and the severance is worn out, and what am I going to do? So he called for a coaching session, and one of the things I help people with is where they have created unhealthy relationships with a person, place, or thing. And, you know, you may have heard the vernacular, a soul tie. And so this person had a soul tie with his job. Mm-hmm. It had become part of him.
His identity, certainly.
Exactly. So when he lost it, where was he? Who was he?
So we
went through this process. And in 24 hours, he had a consulting assignment and a $500 gift. That's tangible.
That's real.
That's exactly. Very real. And he understood what he had done and what to do differently. Mm-hmm. And he's now been applying this to many, many, many other areas of his life. You know, so whether it's, you know, I've had other people that had a woman come to me just this last year. And major health issues that we've worked with, but we also worked on some of her beliefs and how she interacted. And she came back to me after Thanksgiving and she said, Cheryl, for the first time in 30 years, I enjoyed Thanksgiving with my family.
Wow. Wow.
She said, I feel like I've gone from being dead to alive. I just didn't know I could feel this good and enjoy my family and not be irritated with everything they did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching her tell the story of the transformation was, you know, that touches my heart, because that's changing lives forever. It didn't just change her life, because she was a difficult person, but she didn't see how difficult she was because she had all the reasons mm-hmm. why her life had become hard.
Yeah.
And that's what she focused on. We just stepped out of that and did some activities around forgiveness and blessing and getting past the need to be right. And she, on her own, activated them over Thanksgiving, and it was life-changing. So it doesn't matter whether it's health or family or business. Simple processes of wisdom produce amazing fruit.
Well, it's a ripple effect throughout the life that is applying those technologies and wisdom that you're talking about. Additionally, it is something that resonates with those that are around you. If you are a negative person, or if you're operating in a negative space, well, guess what? Everybody around you gets that. That's where they're going to be. And the opposite also is true when we are a beacon, a leader, when we have peace and clarity and deliverance in our life, it does resonate through us to others, and that is a really key component of what you do for people. We're talking again with Cheryl Townsley today. You can find out more information about Cheryl and her services that she offers at www.cheryltownsley.com. If you'd like to see Cheryl in action, you can also go to her YouTube channel, which is CherylTownsleyTV.com. And you'll actually have the opportunity to meet Cheryl in person at the Lighthouse Workshop event coming up in January, and we hope that you'll take a few moments and check that out, because Cheryl will be one of several people there that you will be able to gain immeasurable wisdom in one day to apply to your life, to your business, and to the people that are around you. And Cheryl, before we wrap things up today, what would you want people to know? Especially right now, I think one of the key things that you brought to light is that wisdom can and does come through others, from God to us, and that we cannot depend on just ourselves to break that vicious cycle of looping and allowing that, as you said, 7-year-old to run the show.
Well, you know, I really believe that the first thing wisdom does is it gives us hope. Maybe there's hope in this situation.
Real, yeah.
Years and years and years ago, I was complaining to the Lord, why didn't you just give us these brains and spirits in a jar and forget the body? I mean, why couldn't we just do it all from a jar? We wouldn't have to do makeup and clothing and work it out. And I was really murmuring and complaining. So clearly I was in a loop.
Right.
I'll never forget what the Lord said. If you don't understand your body, how will you ever understand mine? And over the years, tens of thousands of clients, what I've come to understand, what's going on in your health is a reflection of what's going on in your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions. And we each play a role in the body of Christ. Every one of us has a unique role. And if your role is to be the foot, then your job isn't to be the shoulder. And if your job is to be the eye, then it's not to be the stomach. So understanding your role, understanding your body, becoming a whole person so you can live the life God created you to live is the most peaceful, fulfilling, and satisfying place to be. And there's always hope to take the next step in creating that.
Well, that is absolutely true. And the key component to what you just said is momentum. Momentum versus curling up in a ball and closing ourselves up in a closet somewhere. It is reaching out, momentum, trusting that God will cross our paths with those He intends for us to receive from. And one of the biggest challenges I see, and certainly you see in your field, is people's ability to receive. You said something really key a few moments ago. People are stuck on wanting to be right. And I learned something a while back that's a rule of, I would rather be rich than right. If you're spending all of your energy to determine to everyone else, I am right, you're really spending your wealth, if you will, in the wrong area. So with that, I will encourage you, our listeners, to take time to find out more about this. And if you want to reach out to Cheryl personally, you can. There's access points on her website where you can reach out to her, and as well as the event that's coming up in January. You can find out more about that at www.mylighthouseevents.com. That's mylighthouseevents.com. There you'll find out who else will be there. I invite you to take full advantage of that, because it is going to be a tremendous, tremendous event. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us today. It's been an absolute blessing. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your time with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to do that.
You've been listening to CTK Radio and the Lighthouse Workshop. We look forward to being with you again. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out
to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.